What can you say, Cooper Kupp? He was a great man.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Football Absurdity Podcast. My name is Jeff Crisco, here with my co-host, Walker Kelly, and back from the dead. Mike posting a picture says, I lived, bitch. He's back. Mike, welcome back.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, I missed you guys. So I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, we missed you, too. It's not the same. I realize that it's like you don't realize, like, you're like, damn, it's not the same because I didn't yell at Mike about Jalen Hurts this week or something. Life's just not the same.
Or Lamar Jackson, one of the two.
Well, you missed the game that we were going to argue the most about, probably, where Lamar Jackson played okay and his receivers let him down.
Yes, that I agree with. I never seen so many drop balls. That was crazy. I wouldn't have blamed Lamar on that one. That was all
receivers. He's got more drop balls than a middle school up in here.
Folks! Folks! All right. We are starting a little late tonight. I had way too much caffeine today, so let's go. I almost cursed, but this is not a Patreon episode. So this is how my day went. Yesterday, I worked 11 hours. And then I woke up really early because of the dog. So I had a cup of coffee before I left work or before I left for work. And I had a cup of coffee when I got to work. And then my manager was like, we're all getting Dutch Brothers. So I've had three big cups of coffee today.
Nice.
So I am yiked up.
I have not tried Dutch Bros yet.
It's good. If you like drip coffee, it's kind of weird because they don't do drip coffee. It's all espresso.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I get Americanos, so.
Oh, if I go to a coffee place like that, I'm getting some absolute crime against coffee.
Yeah, you're getting wasted.
I'm getting some garbage, for sure.
Yeah, my coworker calls it getting white girl wasted on something blended with chocolate and sprinkles and whipped cream.
Okay, the sprinkles and whipped cream are a little much, but.
But yours is going to have at least five words to it, like vanilla.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm getting the caramel brulee pumpkin spice latte iced.
Yeah. Mike, how's your day going?
It's going okay. Rangers lost. I've been rooting for the Rangers because of Bruce Bochy.
Yeah.
They lost dramatically. And now the Arizona looks like, I think it's tied. You know, I'm rooting for
really?
Arizona. So.
I'm rooting for a Phillies Rangers World Series.
I'll take that. I wouldn't like that.
I want the Diamondbacks to win it all because it would be the funniest outcome.
It would be awesome. The funniest outcome. But, you know, the Phillies, it's like, I like so many guys on the Phillies. Like, I was always a Bryce Harper truther. Like, I was always like, the only problem with Bryce Harper is you want Bryce Harper to be something that he's not. And so he's kind of like the guy that I've been defending because they're like, well, he's not as good as Mike Trout. It's like, sorry, he's not as good as the best baseball player of all time.
Yeah, well, second best now.
Yeah, yeah. Behind okay. Of course, Camilo Duvall. Right, Mike?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
The next, will Patrick Bailey be better or worse than Buster Posey?
Some are saying that he's already better defensively than Posey, so.
I think that's true, actually, but
yeah. He's
never going to hit like Posey.
No.
Hey, you know what? Maybe we'll have back-to-back Hall of Famers at catcher. Who knows?
That'd be awesome.
And in between, you drafted Joey Fart.
That's right, yeah. Joey Fart. We don't talk about Joey Fart around these parts, Walker.
Yeah. Around these parts.
Around these parts. Baseball tangent, I guess, but two prospects. Like you can't prospect hug. I prospect hugged. What was that really fast guy in the Giants system? I think it was Hunter Brown. I was like, you cannot trade Hunter Brown for Carlos Beltran. Trade Zach Wheeler instead. Oops.
Oops.
And then I was like, you can't trade Joey Bart for anything. Oops.
Oops.
Oopsie daisy. Alrighty. How about we talk about football instead?
That sounds good to me.
Sounds good? Alright. So, rumor has it that out there right now, if you listen to the wind, you hear Alvin Kamara has another catch. Because that's pretty much most of that game was for the Saints last night. Jags win this one 31-24. They're 5-2. Saints are 3-4. And here's my main beef with this game.
I watched you were wrong and I was right.
That's my secondary beef.
Okay.
And if we want to talk about wrong and right, should we talk about Calvin Ridley, first of all? First of all.
We should talk about how I didn't draft any Calvin Ridley, and I have 33% Christian Kirk.
All right. But here's the thing. So I was at work. I was watching the game on my phone while I was working up until, like, I left right after halftime. Mm-hmm. And then I get home, and I'm, like, doing stuff, and I'm like, this game sucks. And I missed almost the entire comeback. And then I get back to the Taysom Hill touchdown. Absolutely killed me. And then Foster Moreau dropping. So I missed all the good parts of this game. Every bit of it.
You didn't see Christian Kirk's 44-yard touchdown either?
I did not.
Oh.
Oh, that was a good one.
Jeff mad.
Yeah.
Jeff mad. Alrighty. So let's talk about the questions with this game. Was Walker said, can we start Ridley or Lawrence with confidence? And Lawrence, yes. Ridley, no. And I don't know if Lawrence is really with confidence. I mean, he came into the week hobbled and somehow rushed for 59 yards to give him 18 fantasy points.
Yeah, but he had a good game. I mean, against a good defense, too.
That's true. Yeah. I think the with confidence is what got me.
Well, I think... you came into the game, you weren't probably starting either of them with confidence, but I think you were playing both of them just about no matter what. Lawrence came through for you and had a pretty solid game, should be top 12, no problem. Mm-hmm. And Ridley didn't. I mean, that's just how it was. Ridley was, he wasn't all that involved in the offense. They kept shielding coverage his way. Marshawn Lattimore played against him a lot. And yeah, it just ended up not being a game where he was open very much. They tried to force a couple touches to him. Coming out of the break, didn't get going. And then they just, instead of like trying to get him the ball a little bit more, maybe forcing it a little bit, they decided that they were going to start throwing to Jamal Agnew, and that didn't work at all.
Yeah, Walker asked on Twitter last night, why are they getting Jamal Agnew involved? And I said, Mike's the offensive coordinator. Mike loves Jamal, send him some Jamal Agnew. So, Mike, let me ask you a question about Calvin Ridley, because you haven't been around. Have we reached the point where instead of finding a reason to sit Calvin Ridley, you're finding a reason to start Calvin Ridley, meaning, you know, if Calvin Ridley's in a bad matchup, before we'd be like, ooh, maybe we don't start Calvin Ridley, but are we only starting him in good matchups now? In the most convoluted way I could ask that question. Is Calvin Ridley a matchup-based start? There we go. I got there five words instead of a whole sentence.
Yeah, I think not only that, it's almost a toss-up on who's going to have the good game. Is it going to be Christian Kirk or is it going to be Calvin Ridley? I don't know.
Well, but I'm pushing back on that. Christian Kirk has been – he's averaging like 17 points a game since week two.
Okay.
Against Buffalo, it was a Calvin Ridley game.
Sure, yeah, I'll give you that. He did have a bad week in there, but, you know, he's had two bad weeks and, what, five average to good ones now?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, when it's been bad, it's been really bad. Like, 1-for-4, 2-for-2.
Yeah, Calvin Ridley, yeah, when it's, or for both these guys, when they're bad, they're really bad. I think that's to Mike's right. point.
Yeah. That's a fair point. I'll give you that, but I don't know. Maybe it's because I do have Kirk in a couple places. And so I've honestly, based on where I drafted him, I've been pretty happy with the production I've gotten out of Kirk this season.
Especially no with response. Ridley there.
Okay. Am I behind or something?
No, you're fine.
You're fine. I just didn't know what to say.
Okay. That's fair. I've left Jeff and Mike speechless for the first time ever.
Speechless. All right.
They simply can't believe that I'm pleased with Christian Kirk's production.
I know, especially because it's going to cost, well, Calvin Ridley's production vis-a-vis Christian Kirk is going to cost you $30.
You keep saying this, but we don't have a Christian Kirk bet.
No, I know, but if it was Calvin Ridley over Christian Kirk, then we wouldn't be worried about Addison and Pittman. But since it's Kirk over Calvin Ridley, you have to Walker checking the wide receiver ranks every week in a flop sweat.
Whatever.
All right, let me ask you both this. You have Alvin Kamara and someone offers you Travis Etienne. Do you take it?
No.
I don't know. I might. I think it's pretty close. I just think that Well, ETN is now getting the goal line carries where Tank Bigsby was originally, so now looks better to me. But Kamara is always the goal line guy for the Saints, so it's pretty close. But I think I'd go Kamara.
First of all, Tank Badsby.
He is Badsby.
Second of all, I think it's a tough call because. And I mean, that's crazy because these are two running backs that are on just incredible heaters. So I guess I'll ask this instead because I can see like I have this and I'm afraid to trade it. I'll say right now. So you're on the clock. You got to take a running back.
Uh-huh.
It's ETN and Kamara. It's a full PPR league. Who are you taking?
Kamara.
Because it's so close, I'd go with the guy with the better offense and go ETN.
Okay, and that's entirely fair, and I think that's where we both are. But here's the thing. You are pleased beyond compare if you have either of these guys on your roster right now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, two guys that are...
Especially at the prices you were getting them. I mean, yeah. ETN, barely an RB1. Kamara down at, like, RB19. I mean,
he was worse, 22. I checked last night because I wrote about him for the absurdity check. He was going in like Brian Robinson range.
That's wow. I mean, and Brian Robinson hasn't even been that bad, but
no, but he's
not Alvin Kamara, right? Right. Yeah. Alvin Kamara came back and he's immediately a top five running back again. It's like, oh, cool. I guess he's the league winner.
Yeah, that was the question last night for the absurdity check. Is Alvin Kamara league winner? And I think he is. Because I mean, this is what
point, it's looking good, especially with as much as they throw it to him.
Yeah. So I was trying to find running backs who'd had, you know, the most targets in a 4-game span. And it was Christian McCaffrey had 9 such spans, but there were 8 of them were in one season. It was the 2019 season. And I was thinking, I was like, he's nowhere near the runner that Christian McCaffrey is. I'm not saying he's going to be Christian McCaffrey, but I think he is set up for a ton of targets because his offense is like eerily similar where you have one target hog in Chris Olave. Then you have other receivers around him, Rashid Shaheed, Michael Thomas, who week to week basis, not the best. You know, they can flash here and there. And then your second best passing option is the running back. And so he's kind of set up a lot like that Christian McCaffrey season. And I don't want the problem is when I say these things, people are like, oh, you think he's going to be Christian McCaffrey? No, what I'm saying is I think the target volume is going to continue. Do I think he's going to get 14 targets a game? No. But what if he got half of that, got 7 or 8 targets a game?
It's still really beneficial, obviously.
That's incredible. So I think there's nothing to say. Alvin Kamara, good, folks.
Yeah, for sure.
Mike, I turn the floor over to you. He is your boy. Why is Derek Carr such a baby now? He's yelling at everybody.
I think he's just overly frustrated because he's not playing that well. And he's, I don't know if it's just the offense and he just put it on his shoulders or and he's not doing well and the offense isn't doing well or what. But, yeah.
Mike can't excuse his boy's actions.
Yeah, Mike's like, look, I am not my Derek Carr's keeper.
he acts of his own accord.
Yeah, I let him be.
Speaking of things that we can't explain, Taysom Hill, not a
real
thing,
football
right?
player now.
Real football player now? You think it might be thing?
He's going to continue to be a thing as long as Juwan Johnson's out.
That's fair. Okay, so Mike, let me ask. Taysom Hill, we'll say as long as Juwan Johnson's out, Taysom Hill or Hate Crime Higbee?
Ooh. I don't know, both suck.
Get 'em!
I'm going to go Hate Crime Higbee.
Okay. Taysom Hill or Walker, we'll say Taysom Hill or Dalton Schultz.
I think it's more likely that Hill continues to score touchdowns than Schultz, so I'd go with Hill.
Okay, and I'll ask you both this. Taysom Hill or Jonnu Smith?
Smith.
Yeah.
Let's go, baby! Jonnu Smith, my screw it, this might work thing that has somehow become a thing. Somehow I've become the Johnny Smith guy.
This guy loves Johnny Smith.
All right. Michael Thomas is okay. Scored a touchdown. Evan Ingram, you start him every single week. Talked about that. Christian Kirk must start, I think, at this point. That's it. I think for this game, Chris Olave, you just continue to start him. Worst case scenario, he's going to be like a back end, or a wide receiver too for you.
I mean, he had a bad game in this one, and he still got so many targets that it didn't really matter that much. He got 13 points.
Yeah. By the way, I wanted to say before this game, before the Thursday night football game with a broken broken Trevor Lawrence against a bad matchup, Calvin Ridley was on pace to score to basically have the same stat line as the wide receiver 19 last year. So I think the only problem with Calvin Ridley was our expectations. I still think he's a back end wide receiver two, high end wide receiver three. So I just had to put that out there.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah. And do you know who that was? T. Higgins.
The wide receiver 19 last year.
Yeah, it was T. Higgins, which is ironic because when we were at Walker, when TH Fantasy had us on, I used those stat lines for Christian Kirk. So they've just like, they're kind of flip flopped who they are, but at all points, one of them is T. Higgins.
There's always a T. Higgins in Jacksonville some reason.
And I don't know what is going on with my background.
Yeah, I have no idea.
It's going crazy.
Sometimes you completely disappear.
I'm gone. And now I'm fading into my office. All right, that's great radio. All right. I got to sit up so Walker and Mike can see Captain Duval, I think they said his name is. All right.
He's cool.
He is cool. He was in London, too.
Yeah.
That was when I posted the Dean from Community, this better not awaken anything in me. All right. Let's get started. So Raiders at Bears. Raiders 3-3. Bears 1-5. This is a 37.5 point over under and a 2.5 point Vegas favorite. I did update. I didn't check whatever I put down in the doc because Jimmy Garoppolo is officially out. So I did whatever's in there is probably outdated. Also, Nate Hobbs is out with an ankle injury, as well as Jakorian Bennett with a shoulder injury. Roderick Teamer went on IR. For the Chicago Bears, they announced Justin Fields is out as well. So is his first name Tyson? Tyson Bagent?
Tyson, yep.
Tyson Bagent versus Brian Hoyer, baby. LFG. Preemptive burn the tape game for both teams.
I'm not interested in watching this one, to be honest.
TBH. Roshan Johnson is out. Eddie Jackson is out. Terrell Smith is out. Nate Davis is out. And Jaquan Brisker is questionable with a groin injury for the Bears. So questions for this one. Why? No, my question is, can we still start Jacoby Myers? So Jacoby Myers on the year has kind of evolved into a must-start guy, which is really weird because he's evolved past being this year's Jacoby Myers. He's wide receiver 16 on the year, despite missing a game. And
Jacoby Myers has transcended Jacoby Myers. He is now Amari Cooper.
That's right. I was going to say he is now Chris Godwin. But yes,
same guy. Yes.
So, but all of that was with Jimmy Garoppolo. And you saw in a lot of plays where Jimmy Garoppolo was kind of fading Devontae Adams because he knows he's Jimmy Garoppolo and he's not going to get the ball to the Adams. And so he's throwing the ball on what felt like first reads a lot for Jacoby Myers, but now it's Brian Hoyer in the center, which probably will see AOC at some point.
It depends on how bad Hoyer is.
I just don't think Hoyer can be good. That's the problem.
He made a couple nice throws in relief last week, but it was also 10 throws. So I don't know how much you can glean from that.
Yeah. So Mike, can we go back to the Jacoby Myers well this week, or are we kind of shying away from him?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he's done pretty well outside of a couple games. His worst game came against the Chargers, where he only caught 2 for 33. But outside of that, he's had 5 or more receptions in each of those games, and scored 4 touchdowns on the season in 6 contests. So I think even though with Tyson Bagent there,
he's the guy for them.
The other Brian Hoyer. Even with Brian Hoyer, he's a veteran. He was probably going to look for those the security blanket in Jacoby Myers and those short intermediate routes.
That's incredibly fair. Do we think that Michael Mayer might be a thing for that in that same realm this week after getting a bunch of targets last week?
I think it's very possible. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Walker, you don't have to whisper.
I love Michael Mayer this week. Yeah, I love Michael Mayer this week. He's going to be good.
Walker, where do you have Michael Mayer ranked?
11.
Yeah. Ooh, set nice. Walker up. That was the one thing I saw from your ranks.
Start.
Yeah, let's go. Start Michael Mayer. So for the Raider side, does that mean that we're starting Adams, Jacobs, Mayer, Myers? Four guys?
Yeah.
For the Raiders.
Four guys?
That's crazy.
Four guys on a Brian Hoyer quarterback.
Yeah, four guys. Crazy. Brian Hoyer has weapons, baby. And oh my God, my thumb is cramping. I cannot straighten it.
Ooh, I hate when that happens.
Oh, freaking A. Ow. Okay. On the other side, the Bears. Mike, yes. What is your question?
My question is sort of, I blended the two questions together, but is Tyson Badgett going to use DJ Moore as a security blanket? Or should we just like avoid all Bears whatsoever outside maybe the running game because it's Tyson Badgett?
Can I answer that no and no? Because yeah. I don't think he's going to use DJ Moore as a security blanket. I think he's going to use what his friends call him Coleslaw Kmet as the security blanket. Because Cole Kmet has more of those short to intermediate underneath routes, whereas DJ Moore is further downfield, which I don't know if Tyson Badgett can do that. I mean, I said it on Tuesday, but Mike, you weren't here. When I watched him, I comped him to nobody because guys like him don't play in the NFL. He is awful. He is so bad. And so I don't think it's going to work for DJ Moore this week. Like I would sit DJ Moore out of an abundance of caution unless I'm stuck because it is a 6-team bye week and you have so many injuries everywhere. So I don't want to start DJ Moore if I can help it, but I would start Cole Kmet.
I'm starting three Bears.
I
think this game goes over.
Yogi,
in case you haven't.
Boo Boo.
And Poo.
And cocaine.
Cocaine, yes. Yes. But yeah, I'm starting Deontay Foreman as a low end RB2 because he's the only show in town again.
Mm-hmm.
Starting DJ Moore because you probably don't have a better option. Again, low end wide receiver two. And then Cole Kmet's a tight end one because he's been a tight end one all season and Bajan's got to dump the ball off to somebody.
Yeah, boy. This week is so ugly in like all regards.
Oh yeah. I mean, there's literally not enough quarterbacks playing for me to put, like I had to put Aiden O'Connell at 25 because I was like, maybe he's the likeliest backup to play.
Jesus. Yeah. There's literally not enough quarterbacks. Oh yeah. Cause you took out the Thursday night guys. So you're like, I literally don't have enough quarterbacks to fill this out. That rules. Also, it's going to
be Teddy Bridgewater.
I was going to say it's going to be Sam Darnold because the Niners are going to blow out the Vikings. We're going to see Sam Darnold, baby. Alrighty. I think that I didn't put in my things for this game. I'm going to go Raiders. I think the Raiders win. Make it a clean sweep.
All right. Sounds good.
Sound good? Mm-hmm. All right, let's move on to Browns and Colts. Mike, how do you feel about the Colts? You like the Colts? Are they a team that you enjoy watching?
I enjoy their enthusiasm. Their enthusiasm.
They're trying hard out there.
They're trying hard. They did not do that last year at all. They were just flat and just horrible, and it was really bad football. At least they're playing somewhat good football. They're not getting, well, they got blown out by Jacksonville, but they seem more emotional involved in closer games, and so we'll see what happens. They're locked in.
Locked in
on the Colts.
So Browns 3-2, Colts 3-3, Cleveland 3-point favorites, 40.5-point over under. For the Browns, Greg Newsome questionable with the hamstring injury. The bad man, the nasty man, Deshaun Watson. Is questionable for Sunday's game, was a full practice participant, so maybe he's playing. Sione Takitaki is out for this one. Harrison Bryan is questionable. Kareem Hunt is questionable with a thigh injury. For the Indianapolis Colts, Mike missed almost the entire Anthony Richardson run on the podcast. He's out for the season. Had shoulder surgery. I think that's prudent. I think that's smart.
Yeah, it's a good way to go.
Yeah, just let him, you know, let him ruminate on what he saw. Almost said freshman year, rookie year, and come back next year.
Mike, I have a quick question for you.
Huh?
How many interceptions should Gardner Minshew have thrown last week?
Oh my God, I think he threw 3. He probably should have thrown at least 5. He was
there. We go. Yeah.
He was so bad.
It was really funny to watch, though.
Oh my God.
He just kept doing it. He does not learn.
Nope. He's like, I'm going to try it again. Let's see if this happens again. Well, no, it's the same routine, bud.
I hope, Mike, I'm sorry that it's going to happen to your team this year, but I hope this is the season where we stop hearing about Gardner Minshew afterwards. Because everybody's like, oh, he's a top 32 quarterback in the league. It's like, no, he's not. No, he's not.
He's not. He's not a top 32. Well, 32.
No.
He's, I don't know.
He's doing it, Walker. He's talking himself into it.
I'm trying to. there's got to be someone
quite succeeding.
There's got to be someone worse in that 31, 32 range than Gardner Minshew,
like,
right?
I would rather have Gardner Minshew than Zach Wilson, but.
There you go. There you go. Perfect.
Gardner Minshew or Zach Wilson's a backup.
Yeah, I guess that's true. He's only starting because of injury.
Gardner Minshew or Mac Jones.
I take Minshew over Mac Jones.
I think I'd take Mac.
What?
Honestly, I don't like either of them.
More like Whack Jones, IMO. I knew he was gonna be a bust when he walked weird in the draft. I was like, I don't think so, buddy. Why don't you turn your ass around and stop walking so weird? All right.
I'd rather have Anthony Richardson.
We all rather have Anthony Richardson. Yeah. Walker, let's talk about this game instead of Anthony Richardson. You have a question about the running game in Cleveland.
Yeah. Do you guys think that Jerome Ford can put up a top 24 week this week?
Did he put one up last week against the Niners? I kind of feel like if you can do it against the Niners, run D, then.
No,
I don't think he was because he didn't score. Yeah,
he was. You guys get absolutely wrecked because in PPR he was wide receiver 24.
Was he really with 9 points?
Well, that's impressive considering he plays running back.
He was running back 24. It's week 7, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, last week, 17 for 84, 2 catches for 7 yards. In full PPR, he's running back. Running back.
11 points.
24, 11.1.
Okay, so is he going to do it again against Indy?
Yes. Next question.
No way. Mike? No way. No.
Oh, my.
No.
Colts allow the 7th most fantasy points to running backs, and the 49ers allow the 11th fewest.
He averaged almost 5 yards a carry against the 49ers.
That's right, baby.
Are the Colts really that bad? They don't seem that bad against the run.
We stunk up the whole joint. Travis Etienne smacked you down. Kyren Williams smacked you down. Travis Etienne smacked you down again. Nice. It's those three games account for like... maybe half of the fantasy points against you guys.
Yeah, it has to be, because I know Henry didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with Jeff. I think that Ford is a good play this week.
Yeah. And it's nothing against the Colts. It's that if you do it against the Niners, if you turn in a running back 24 performance against the Niners run D, and it's not because you snuck in on 2 1-yard touchdowns or something stupid like that, I will trust you against basically most other run defenses the next week. So
no, that makes sense. Yeah.
All right, yeah. Mike, what is going on with your running game, with your boys? What is going on? Explain this to me. Your question is about Jonathan Taylor getting more carries.
Yeah, I'm wondering when that's going to happen. I mean, I know Zach Moss has played really, really well. I mean, he's like, I think the RB6 right now on the season or some crazy thing like that. RB6, according to FF Today, he's number six running back, fantasy crazy running back. But, I mean, we're talking about Jonathan Taylor here. I mean, we're talking a whole ascended level. And I get the first game coming back, especially after four games, injury, blah, 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 that. And then last week, I think Zach Moss still had more carries or just about the same. And so is this
week it was exactly the same amount of touches.
So yeah. Are we looking at more for Jonathan Taylor? One more, maybe? I mean, I hope.
I think that this is the week where it goes, you know, not 75-25, but maybe 60-40 to Taylor. And then Taylor, I think every week Taylor's just going to take more from Zach Moss because the talent level difference between Jonathan Taylor and Zach Moss is out of control. I almost said Zach Taylor. And the running back skill between Zach Taylor and Jonathan Taylor is even bigger.
Yeah, I would agree. I wouldn't play Zach Taylor this week.
Yeah. Isn't Don't Zach Taylor Zach the Taylor. Guy from Zach
he's
Taylor?
The, he's the Bengals coach.
I think that we are going to see more from Jonathan Taylor this week. And, you know, it is a tough matchup. You know, the Browns are, they broke Christian McCaffrey in half. But Christian McCaffrey still scored a touchdown against him. But he was the only guy on the season in full PPR to have more than 12 and a half fantasy points against them. So him and Jaylen Warren are the only guys to get more. Him, Jaylen Warren, and Joe Mixon, who had 10.3. are the only guys who got double-digit fantasy points against them, which, as we just said, 11.1 was running back 24 last week. So
right, with more teams on bye, it'll probably be even better this week. So
yeah, so I think that it's, you know, I think Jonathan Taylor is a good play. I think that he will start to get more of the touches. I think that having Zach Moss on your roster was just like watching a shooting star. Nobody was trading for Zach Moss. You didn't want to trade Zach Moss, and you're going to watch as he just kind of fizzles out into the night sky, and then he just quietly disappears from your roster.
Yeah, I think this might end up being the last week you can play Zach Moss, because I think he'll have enough touches, and on a week where six teams are on bye, you might be backed into a situation where you've got to flex him and hope for a volume-based, like, 10 points.
Yeah.
And after that, I'm thinking that you try to trade him for literally anything you can get for him.
Yeah, I mean, your best bet would
trade him for Curtis Samuel or something.
I think your best bet would be find a wide receiver 40 on the Jonathan Taylor manager's roster and just be like, "Nah, you saw how he was when Taylor was out before. You want this handcuff, baby." So I think that's your best bet to get out from under Zach Moss. Because he is worth so much more than Jonathan Taylor manager than anybody else. Nobody wants Zach Moss. Alrighty. Let me ask you both a question. Amari Cooper or Michael Pittman this week?
Cooper.
I'm going to go Pittman because I'm biased.
I don't know if it's that biased.
I think it is. Cleveland aren't they the best defense against opposing receivers?
Yeah, but yeah, isn't Michael Pittman the best receiver in the universe?
Yeah, he is.
No.
No, what? But I mean, on the season, Amari Cooper averaging 13.1 PPR points per game, Michael Pittman averaging 14.4. So it's a very close determination, and I have to say, yeah, I would go with Amari Cooper. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to Michael Pittman. This is going to be the week where Walker gloats because our Pittman and Calvin Ridley bet will get actually no it won't get closer because Calvin I don't think Pittman's getting less than one catch for 4 yards.
It's Addison versus Ridley.
Oh, it's Addison versus no there's a Pittman bet too.
Yes, there's a Pittman bet whether he'll finish top 20.
Oh, that's what it is. I don't know our bets. All I know
I have them saved in my phone, Jeff.
All I know is I'm winning.
You are winning currently.
Yes. Not the Addison Ridley one, actually. Ooh, that's rough. It's because, all right, I'm going to shut up now. Alrighty, I'm trying to think. Are we starting David Njoku?
No.
Mike, if the bad man plays, are we playing him?
I think he is playing.
It sounds like he's going to play, yeah. unless he gets the yips again in warmups or whatever happened before.
Yeah. I don't want him to play. I don't like him. The defense, Colts passing defense is not the greatest, but I think if top 12 is manageable.
Yeah, I would have him if he does play. I currently have PJ Walker ranked instead of him, but if Watson played, I would have him ranked 12.
Okay, so kind of like if you smoke him, got him. But this is also a week where Aiden O'Connell is ranked.
If you smoke him, got him.
How do I kick Walker out of this?
This guy said, if you smoke him, got him.
Smoke him if you got him. Okay.
Are you a cop?
Are you Holden? Holden Caulfield? Hello, fellow kids. All right. Let's say I'm going to go. Who do I think wins this one? The Browns.
Okay. Mike also went with the Browns. I'm picking the Colts.
Poor Qua. I like you, Walker. Good job, Walker.
Poor Qua. Like down game after beating the 49ers?
Yes.
Oh, actually, you know what? I'm going to go with my crazy statistic that I heard on Around the NFL, which was teams after they played the 49ers last year were like 1-14 the next week, or 1-12 or something crazy. So I'm switching it to the Colts, baby.
Hell yeah.
The only guy who didn't pick the Colts is the Colts fan.
I mean, we're going to get that again when we talk about Ravens Lions, I think.
Oh boy. All right, let's go. Let's talk Bills Patriots. Bills are 4-2. Patriots are 1-5. This is a 8.5 point over under for Buffalo. I'm sorry, 8.5 point favorites for Buffalo. 40 point over under. I corrected before Walker could get me. Let's go. Ed Oliver is out for the Bills in this one. Damian Harris was placed on IR because that crazy concussion. Oh, get NFL. Get the NFL injury report on ESPN.com. Bills place Harris, concussion / Beck.
Beck.
Get wrecked, ESPN.
Beck.
he is on IR. He's on IR.
He's got a South African accent. Ugh, my back hurts.
My back. No, he's they put him on IR because he's a loser, baby.
Oh my god.
Because he got a devil's haircut. Because he violated sex laws with two exes. All right. Jesus which? Christ. Quentin Morris out with an ankle injury. Mike's just like, why did I come back?
Yeah, I don't know. Jeff's just decided it's because it's caffeine. I know it's the caffeine.
But. It is. Bills.
He's going nuts.
I'm going all the way off, as the kids say. Keon White out for the Patriots, as is Riley Reiff, as is Josh Uche, as is Tyrone Wheatley, who they placed on IR. Kayshon Boutte is questionable, as is Jonathan Jones, as is Mike Onwenu. As is Cole Strange. It feels like every week their offensive line is a nightmare. All right. Let's start with Mike's question about the Buffalo Bills.
So is Gabriel Davis going to be a top 20 wide receiver this week?
No.
Is he, though?
I don't think he's going to be a top 30 receiver this week.
Wow.
Ooh. But
I have him ranked 36.
Who is good in that secondary now that Christian Gonzalez is gone, though? Walker is silent. Walker has no answer. Walker stymied.
Didn't they bring J.C. Jackson back? He'll probably start playing good now that he's a Patriot again.
Yeah, I guess so. That is this Patriot cycle.
Yeah, so I win.
All right, fine. J.C. Jackson. J.C. Jackson stops Gabe Davis. Mike, what do you think? Top 20 for Gabe Davis? This is your question. I'm going to force you to answer it.
He's been sort of interesting this season where he's gone in the last, 5 weeks, he's gone 6 catches, 1, then 3-6-3. Looks like 6 catches is
his... That's the Gabe Davis experience for sure.
Yeah,
Gabe Davis, baby.
And then he scored 4 touchdowns in a row, except for the first game of the season and then last week. So it's very up in the air with him. I'm gonna say if he doesn't catch a long pass, like 20 yards or more, I'm going to say no. And I don't see – yeah, I see him. I'm seeing him do that. I'm going to see him scoring a touchdown this week and having a long catch as he normally does and catch like four passes for, you know, 80 yards and a touchdown. So that should put him in the top 20.
All right. I mean, it's so hard to have any sort of discussion about Gabe Davis because no matter what you say, like the range of outcomes is so wide. It's like,
it's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. It could be literally anything. So I will abstain. I'm abstaining from answering this question. I will say no, just because I don't want to partake in Gabe Davis discourse.
Oh, you guys lighten up some Gabe Davis. I think I'll pass.
I think I'll pass. I think I'm good on some Gabe Davis. But let's talk about Ramondre Stevenson on the other side.
Now you got some of that good Ramondre. I'm lighting that shit up. So
yeah,
it's time. Ramondre's gonna have a good game.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Well, just trust me, Jeff. Just try it.
Just try it. This is free though. This Ramondre game is free.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, I definitely won't get hooked on Ramondre Stevenson games.
Ramondre's gonna have like 22 points this week, and you're gonna come back begging for more Ramondre Stevenson.
It'll be week 13. I've sold my house for Ramondre Stevenson shares. me begging Underdog to let me just put Ramondre Stevenson in a DFS lineup.
Even BlackRock has decided that you've gone too far.
Mike, what are your thoughts on Ramondre Stevenson this week against the Bills defense?
Yeah, against that defense, I don't think so. He's been pretty bad actually this season. I think he's at RB22 right now, and his best game came against the Raiders, where he scored 13 points. I don't see him, you know, doing much against that Bills defense, especially how bad that New England offense is.
Yeah, and also because before the Raiders defense, he faced two tough defenses, in the Cowboys and Saints, and he finished with 22 carries for 54 yards and 5 targets for 10 yards in those two games.
For a total of 6.4 points. Good job.
Woo! Good job, Ramondre. I think that he's still good. I think he's in trouble because of the offense. I think that this offense, it's a nightmare. It somehow got worse than last season when it was run by two defensive coordinators.
Yeah, how did it get worse? It's so weird. And then they got players like, I mean, Juju Smith-Schuster, who was supposed to be good, but isn't.
They spent all their damn money on Devontae Parker instead of just giving Jacoby Myers. Could you imagine if they'd given Jacoby Myers money instead of Devontae Parker and Juju? Like, they would have a player.
Yeah, at least someone to catch the ball and do something with it.
Yeah, the problem is, like, differentiate talent levels for me between these guys. Juju Smith-Schuster, Kendrick Bourne, Devontae Parker. Like, they're all bums. Bums and freaks, the lot of them.
Poop pile.
That's the second
poop
time.
Poop from a butt.
Poop from a butt. Are we moving on from Hunter Henry? I mean, it's been a few
weeks. You're not playing it this week.
Yeah.
I had to scroll down a ways to see where he was ranked.
Where you ranked him? Yeah, Hunter Henry has been pretty stinky this recently. Last 2 weeks, kind of over as the Patriots kind of bottomed out, so has he. Last three games, 10 targets, 5 catches for 58 yards over three games.
Yeah, I mean, Jeff, I only have Hunter Henry ranked 5 spots ahead of Mike Gesicki.
No! rank the tight ends in this game. Dalton Kincaid, Dawson Knox, Hunter Henry, Mike Gesicki.
Henry, Kincaid, Knox, Gesicki.
I'm gonna go. No, thank you. Absolutely not. You can't make me, and not even if there was a fire.
Yeah, don't play any of them.
All right. Mike, how are we feeling about James Cook? James Cook or Ramondre Stevenson this week, Mike?
I'll take James Cook, because you know he's at least going to get, you know, some good yardage out of it, and no, he normally does. He'll rip off a 10-yard run or something to that effect. It's just more of a goal line guy that is. If he got more touchdowns, he would be a lot higher than what he is ranked right now, which is, what is he at? James Cook is...
He's 19th. At 19th. Least in PPR ranks, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So you throw a couple more touchdowns on that board, and he's, you know, in the top 10 probably. And it's just something he's not doing. But he's getting a lot of yards. He gets some good receptions out of him. But for an RB2, yeah, I don't have any complaints.
That's fair. It's annoying that he doesn't get the touchdowns, and it's annoying that it's not looking like he's going to be getting them anytime in the near future because of Latavius Murray stealing them all.
Yep.
But yeah, I think he's a solid guy to have as like, especially this week. If I had James Cook, I would be praising because you might be in real trouble with all the buys this week. All right. So Walker picked the Patriots to win this one.
Huh?
No, I was just making sure Walker was listening. All right. We all picked the Bills. All right. Next game up, Commanders at Giants. This is a 37.5-point over under. Washington, 2.5-point favorites. Injuries in this one for the Giants. Adoree Jackson is questionable with a neck injury. Daniel Jones, questionable with a neck injury as well. I haven't seen where he's going to fall on that. Is he looking likely to play? Unlikely? Do we know?
He wasn't even cleared for contact yesterday, so I don't think he's playing.
All right, so it's Tyrod Taylor Part 2. Also out for this game, Andrew Thomas, John Michael Schmitz Jr., which, all right, dude, chill.
For sure.
Yeah, he is out for the game. Matt Pert is also out for the game, and Joshua Ezeudu went on IR. And they asked, it doesn't look good. Oh, no, he was already on IR. They said it doesn't look good about the chances for him returning from IR this season. All right, for the Washington Commanders. Let's see. Jeremy Reeves, safety, was placed on IR. Derek Forrest, safety, was placed on IR. Dax Milne, wide receiver, was placed on IR.
Jesus.
No, Dax Milne was placed on IR before. That was a bit. I was going to keep going because they don't have injury updates on here for them for some reason. They just have the IR guys. So those guys were placed on IR like a week ago. So I don't know what's going on with the Commanders. No injuries, maybe?
That'd be crazy.
Walker, we need to talk about this question. Brian Robinson, top 15?
Yeah.
No.
Is he?
No.
I think yes.
I think no. Next question.
That's just because you hate him.
I do hate him. Actually, they finally used him the correct way. I said last year, the reason that I hated him was because they kept having him going east-west. If you just give him the ball and tell him to go north-south, he's a bowling ball. And that's what they did for him on the touchdown last week. Like, he killed a guy. I didn't see who it was. I'm pretty sure it was a safety, but he killed a man going into the end zone.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that it's a good matchup, and I think that they use him a lot, and I think that there's a lot of good running backs on bye. So for 1 week only, Brian Robinson, top 15 in my rankings.
All right, yeah, the Giants are 7th in fantasy points allowed to running backs. Mike, Brian Robinson?
Yeah, I think so. 4 out of the 6 weeks, he scored 11 or more points, and he's currently the top 12 running back right there with Bijan Robinson. So you got Robinson. Robinson's neighborhood, if Saturday Night Live, if you're old enough to remember that from Eddie Murphy. I say go for it.
Can I ask you both why you're both besmirching and forgetting about Antonio? Oh, no, it's because he's bad now. Okay, never mind. I understand.
Yeah,
I understand.
Rest Antonio in peace. Gibson, my running back 38 on the week.
Buddy, with no Thursday night football, with a quarter of the league not in the ranks,
and also a good matchup.
Yeah. Alrighty. So, are we cutting Antonio Gibson? Move on from him? He gone?
In shallower leagues, yeah, you can get rid of him.
Yeah, in like 12 or 14 team leagues, I don't know how you can, because who are you like? Oh no, I have to cut Brian or Antonio Gibson to stash Keyshawn Vaughn.
It's exactly the guy I was thinking of.
I think because we both looked at the next game and we're like, shit, who would they cut? Who would they cut? Who are they adding? So Mike, we haven't gotten your take on Jahan Dotson.
Jahan?
Get him out.
Yeah, he has not done. I don't think much of anything. I think he has, what, one touchdown on the year?
Yeah, he's been pretty stinky from a fantasy perspective. Jahan Dotson, he on the year has one touchdown, and he has one game over 30 yards.
Jesus. Yeah, it's really unfortunate, too, because Sam Howell.
His name is Ham Sowell.
Ham Sowell is playing pretty well, and it's Terry McLaurin is doing okay. So it's just interesting that Jahan Dotson is falling back after his rookie season. I really thought he'd be better, but nope, that's not the case.
Nope. It's a real issue, and I think that you can move on from Dotson. Logan Thomas tricked us last week. Are we going back to him in this matchup against the Giants? Giants allow they're straight in the middle of the pack in fantasy points allowed to tight ends.
As far as blob guys go, I don't mind it.
Yeah, I have him ranked 14. So, I mean, I feel like you can find a better option. I mean, you might be able to get Luke Musgrave, Michael Mayer, Gerald Everett. I like all those guys better.
Okay. And by the way, when I say they are smack dab in the middle, they are 17th with 11.5 fantasy points per game allowed, tied with the Vikings at 16th with 11.5 fantasy points per game allowed. So they're literally in the middle. They're not. Yeah. So very much in the middle. Let's talk about the other side, the Giants. My question for this one was, is Wandale Robinson sneakily becoming a thing? His first game against the Niners, 5 targets. It was first game back, you know, whatever. But then the next 3 games, 6 targets, 5 catches, 6 targets, 5 catches, 8 targets, 8 catches. And, you know, 18 yards his first 2 games. Well, last week against Buffalo, 62 yards. And, you know, in a week where we have a ton of teams on bye, we have good wide receivers on bye, like the Bengals guys, which I realize I forgot to give a shout out to the bye week teams this week: Cincy, Dallas, Tennessee, the Jets, Carolina, and Houston. So you're missing like the wide receiver 2 on the season. Of course, I don't mean Ja'Marr Chase. I mean Adam Thielen. He's not playing in this one this week. But anyways, sorry about the caffeine. Walker, now you know what it sounded like when we did the Dan Campbell cast.
The coffee cast. Yeah, that was good stuff. Cast.
Yeah.
Give me more podcast challenges that you pay me for.
No.
I want to do ridiculous stuff and make a paltry amount of money for it.
A paltry amount of money. Wake up the next day, wonder, was it worth it? Yeah. That's how much money you want to make.
I'll knock it down to like $25, honestly.
Walker's like, just let me do it, man.
I kind of just want to do it.
Yeah. All right. Anyways, back to my question. Is he becoming a thing? Is he the only wide receiver in that room that you might want to lean into?
Yeah. I mean, Darius Slayton's just not getting quite enough. Robinson in a PPR league is a guy you should be rostering, I think, universally.
All right, Mike, what about multiversally? Should in all instances in the multiverse
the
roster?
All multiverses. Not in all my multiverses, only in specific verses, right?
Would you say that, Mike, let me ask you this question. Would you say that in the Battle of the Giants wide receivers room, he is the one that remains?
He's the Iron Man or the Thanos, depending on
That's a reference to Loki. Come on. It's the one variant that survives. It's called the one who remains. I'm a freaking nerd, Mike. Go for it. Are we starting Wandale Robinson?
Yeah, he's the Loki.
All right, fine. Giant stink. Play Saquon Barkley. Darren Waller?
Yeah, I think you're playing him.
I don't know if you are.
Who else are you going to play?
Michael Mayer?
No.
I guess 5 for 43 last week. Okay, fine. But I'm going to say that the Washington Commanders win.
Mike? I'm going to say the Washington Commanders win.
All right, Walker, explain yourself with the New York Football Giants.
I don't think Washington's very good either, and the Giants are at home.
Again, but with Tyrod Taylor at QB?
They just almost beat the Bills with Tyrod Taylor at QB.
Fine. All right, let's talk Falcons, Buccaneers. Falcons are 3-3, Bucks are 3-2, 37-point over-under, Tampa Bay 2.5-point favorites. Injuries in this one, none listed for the Falcons. I see nothing on their injury report this week. For the Buccaneers, Vita Vea is questionable with a foot injury. Anthony Nelson is questionable with a concussion. Linebacker, though, kind of not the most prominent guy, so I don't think that matters too much. I need to know. Is Kyle Pitts fixed?
Two games not in a row. Yet.
I'm with Mike. Two games in a row?
I don't want to be the bad person who is saying you shouldn't be getting super excited about Kyle Pitts, but because I know everybody desperately wants to.
Yeah.
Walker. Fantasy Twitter needs this.
Yes.
And yes, I know it would be the thing that might bring Fantasy Twitter back together, but Mom and Dad, they don't love each other anymore.
Who is Mom and who is Dad?
Not like that. Fantasy Twitter and the other part of Fantasy Twitter.
Fair enough.
I can't trust it yet. I still think that we're in for some dumb stuff to happen. Tampa has a good defense. I've got him ranked at 13 this week.
This is my concern about Kyle Pitts. Desmond Ridder threw the ball a ton last week, and Arthur Smith almost died on the sidelines. I think this is going to be a big Bijan Robinson game, and they're going to go back to Desmond Ridder throwing the ball very little, like 19 to 22 times this week, somewhere in there. So I'm actually kind of worried because Arthur Smith is a reactionary freak, and they let Desmond Ridder throw the ball, and they lost because they let Desmond Ridder throw the ball. So I am a little bit concerned about that. But the good news is it's like with those targets, like there could sneakily be enough for everybody to have an okay game given the options this week. Like I wouldn't bench Kyle Pitts, but I would say this is more of a floor game for him. Like you're probably thinking like 3 for 48 and you hope for a touchdown type week for Kyle Pitts. Stunned silence.
Yeah, I mean, I already said I was concerned as well. So,
yeah, have Kyle Pitts do three games in a row that is in the top 12 would be very shocking to me. It does look promising, like he has a way path forward. It's not doom and gloom anymore, but for three straight weeks, I'm not trusting that at all.
You're not trusting it yet. Yeah, and I'm realizing that this is my fault because I forgot that now I have to throw it to somebody to talk. Because Mike was gone for so long, I was like, I would stop talking, then Walker would start. I have to throw it to somebody. So we're starting Bijan Robinson. We're not starting Desmond Ridder. We already talked about Jonnu earlier in the episode. He's kind of a blob guy. Kyle Pitts, it sounds like we're cautiously starting. Walker, where do you have Kyle Pitts ranked?
I already said he's 13.
13th. Okay, well, I'm just reiterating.
Okay. Sorry.
No, so, we're all cautious. We don't feel bad about... I like what Mike said. Like, we don't feel bad about Kyle Pitts anymore.
Right.
We've moved on to cautious.
Stage 2 of Kyle Pitts on roster ship.
Yeah. Stage 1, anger. Stage 2, bargaining. Going through the stages of grief with Kyle Pitts. All right.
We are reaching Kyle Pitts acceptance.
Yeah. All right. Mike's question. Rashad White, can he finish in the top 20?
No.
No.
He sucks real bad.
Mike's does.
Okay. I was going to say, Mike's going to be like, actually, there's a path forward. And then Walker and I will yell at him. And then Mike will be right because he's going to be like running back 19. And then we go like, sorry, Mike. So, no, Mike, you agree he stinks too.
He's pretty bad. The most points he scored this season is 16. And that was against the Bears defense. Other than that, he hadn't scored more than 8. So it's pretty bad.
It's pretty freaking bad. I mean, he is terrible. It's really frustrating to be a guy who loves Sean Tucker and be like, just give the man a chance, please. But it turns out Sean Tucker is somehow worse than Rashad White. So you have to bench him this week, even on a short, there's nobody else around, right? You have to bench him because we don't know what the hell is going on.
And he's getting carries. The offense just sucks. I mean, he's getting like 17 carries and he's getting plenty of attempts, but this offense isn't good.
Yeah, Falcons second fewest fantasy points allowed per game to running backs this season.
Eesh.
So he's in for a rough week. They also I'm looking up the exact number. I saw that they're pretty bad against wide receivers as well. 28. I was trying to get that 28 number. Are they going to stymie Chris Godwin and or Mike Evans?
Probably. They are not doing anything either. Mike Evans. But
Evans is great. Don't you dare.
He's wide receiver 17 on the
That's
year.
That's great. 17. Do you know how many guys are better than him? You can't even calculate it. There's so few.
There's only 16 better than him.
How did you
do that? I'm a math magician. It just pops in my head and I roll with it.
Mike's one with the number verse.
I'm one with the number verse.
I think that you start Mike Evans this week, Walker.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. What about Christopher Godwin?
I'm kind of avoiding him, honestly.
Mike, do you think so? This is a bad matchup.
I mean, I would still start Mike Evans. He's just been disappointing. And then as far as Chris Godwin, I'd probably avoid him. He's a wide receiver 49 right now.
Oof, that's rough. Almost like they have Baker Mayfield at quarterback.
Yeah, that's exactly the like.
Almost like that. All right.
Yeah.
Baker Mayfield or Desmond Ridder.
Jeez.
Let me click over Baker.
All right. Mike.
Yeah, I'm going to go Baker as well. I think they'll throw a lot more than what the Falcons are going to do. I think you're right about what you were saying earlier, Jeff, about Falcons wanting to use Bijan Robinson more. And so that's their whole offensive schematic anyways. So
yeah,
I agree.
You're both wrong. The correct answer is close your fantasy app and rethink your life if you have to make that decision.
Yeah, right.
Between Ridder and Baker.
Baker, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Not good.
Your life went wrong somewhere. Already, you both picked Tampa Bay. I'm going with Atlanta, baby.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Let's go. I think the Atlanta defense will carry the day. And again, I don't think that Arthur Smith is going to let Desmond Ridder screw this up for them again. It'll be a lot of Bijan mustard. All right, let's move on to the next game. The Detroit Lions travel to Baltimore to take on the Baltimore Ravens. That's where they live. The Lions are 5-1. Ravens are 4-2. Baltimore, 3-point favorites, 45-point over-under. Oh, my God, 45. Yes. Walker, it's happening. Remember what happened to you in the coffee cast?
Yeah.
Walker's brain slowly started shutting down, and it's happening to me now. Let's go. All right. Injuries in this one. CJ Gardner-Johnson officially placed on IR. It looks like today. Jonah Jackson is out for this game for the Lions with an ankle injury. Josh Pascal on IR with a knee injury. Craig Reynolds is questionable. David Montgomery is out for this game, which means I'm going to have to do a lot of BS on my rosters this weekend. On the other side for the Baltimore Ravens, I'm just going to take a shot in the dark here and say everybody's hurt. Let's see. Marcus Williams, safety, out with the hamstring. Cornerback. He is out with an ankle injury. Tyus Bowser, linebacker, out with a knee injury. Daryl Worley. Nope, that is an old note. Sorry about that. He was placed on IR 2 weeks ago. All right. Walker. Let's talk about the boy, the big, beautiful boy.
Will Jahmyr Gibbs be top 15 this week?
Yes. Yes. I do believe so.
I agree. I think he's going to have a really solid game. he did the, he already had to be the lead back once this season against Atlanta, went 17 carries for 80 yards, put the game away at, in the fourth quarter. I think that there are two avenues here for him to have a good game. Either the Lions are playing from behind and he gets a lot of targets out of the backfield, or the Lions are ahead and he gets a bunch of carries at the end of the game. So I think the number one running back for the Lions is a very fantasy rich role. And because Gibbs gets that this week, I think he'll be quite good.
And not only that, he is the number one with who behind him?
Yeah. I banged up Craig Reynolds and Divine Azigbo.
Yeah. So, I mean, Jahmyr Gibbs, like Walker said, we've already seen him in the lead back role, 18 touches, and he scored the third most fantasy points against the Falcons this year, which we mentioned, I'm sorry, fourth most, which we mentioned is a bad matchup for running back. So I think that, you know, in this matchup, like the Ravens aren't, they're not a team I worry about. They're kind of in the bottom half in terms of fantasy points allowed to opposing running backs, but they're not a team I worry about. They have had running backs beat up on them. I mean, Wash, Joe Mixon, 13 fantasy points. Zach Moss had his massive game against them, 22.5, one of his massive games. Jalen Warren, double-digit points. And then Derrick Henry last week. So I think that Jahmyr Gibbs is in line for a lot of touches against a defense that I'm not worried about from a running back perspective. So I think he's going to do great. I think he, especially because Sam Laporta must have been removed off the injury report, right, Walker?
Yes.
Yeah, because he was banged up. I know he was the practice reports throughout the week. So, Mike, is Jahmyr Gibbs a top 15 running back for you this week, do you think?
He better be. I have him in Walker's League, and I'm starting
Ooh.
Him.
Ooh! Big Dynasty Drakes?
Yeah.
Mike, which Mike just beat me in for the first time in a long time. I lost a game.
Change the name to Big Dynasty Mike.
Yeah, no. I like it.
This is not belt rules. I'm still the champ.
I think I beat you last year too.
Oh,
you may have, but I won the league, so I don't care.
Yeah, what pretty much.
What loser did you beat in the finals?
I beat Jeff Crisco. 1-888-Dumpers.
1-888-Dumpers. One image that was posted in the chat last year is still my team name. It's a good team name, folks. All right, let's talk about elsewhere on the Lions. This is a road game for Jared Goff. Are we starting Jared Goff this week?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, you kind of have to, despite the splits where he's much better at home than on the road.
I mean, he just played a road game in Tampa against a pretty good defense, and he lit him up.
Yeah. So, Mike, what were you saying? Sorry.
Yeah, I agree. I think you definitely need to put him out there.
Okay. I think so, too. It's hard to get away from him playing well. Given that, again, we have to reiterate, Aiden O'Connell is ranked this week. He is not starting. I think we have to reiterate that when we talk about quarterbacks.
I have a question for you guys.
Yes.
If Jared Goff continues to play exactly at the same pace that he has played thus far this season, and the Lions go 13-4, does he win MVP?
Ooh. Does he win MVP? That's a good question. I'm trying to think of who might else be in the
basically
running.
Basically, like Tua, Tyreek, Mahomes, Josh Allen.
I think CMC's in the running, but running back will never win it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Tyreek will win either, but he's got the most yards of anybody in a long time at this point, mm-hmm. so.
I think people, even if he deserved it, like he far out deserved it, I think writers would just scoff at Goff.
Get him. I think that there is a lot of stink around Jared Goff right now. I'm trying to see the odds. He has lower odds than on MVP odds on Vegas Insider. He's plus, depending on where you're betting, between plus 1600 and plus 2000, which is below Aaron Rodgers.
Yikes. That's not
Aaron Rodgers is plus 1600 where Jared Goff is plus 2000.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, and this was updated today.
Wow.
I mean, That's stupid. And I think that speaks to some of the stink around Goff.
Yeah, I mean, I my answer would also be no. I feel like they would just give it to a more established quarterback of a good team.
Yeah.
You know, so my preseason pick for MVP was Josh Allen, and I'm probably, you know, that'll probably end up being a solid pick. You know, I could see the Bills finishing 12-5 and Allen having big stats, and so they just give it to him as like a, this is, you've been really good so far in your career. Here's an MVP.
Yeah, I think if they finish 12-5, they're going to be looking up at the Dolphins, and it's going to be really hard for them to give the MVP to Allen.
I mean, yeah, that's assuming Tua stays healthy, obviously, which he hasn't been hit a whole lot so far this year.
I have a lot of Tua. Please shut up your mouth hole.
I'm not saying it's going to happen.
All right. Let's get back on fantasy stuff. You're playing Amon-Ra St. Brown. We talked about Jahmyr Gibbs. You're playing Sam Laporta. Transcended the blob at this point. By the way, CBS Fantasy Baseball, their group of pitchers that are all interchangeable is called the Glob. And I think that they're ripping us off.
They are.
They changed one letter. Are we starting Josh Reynolds or Jameson Williams?
I would try not to.
I think I would try to stay away from Jameson Williams because he was one incredible play away from not really doing anything last week.
Yeah, he caught 2 of 3 targets for like 50 yards and a touchdown. So, yeah, I mean, he's big play dependent. Baltimore, pretty good defense. I would guess that, you know, I have him ranked, but only at 49. So I'm not looking to start him. Reynolds, don't know exactly how involved he'll be. Not really much ceiling there unless he gets in the end zone. So he's not a very good play either.
All right, Mike.
Yeah, I agree. He's a big play guy. And you can't discount on that. So if you have nothing else, just because there's so many teams on the bye and you need a flex option and you're like rolling the dice, then yeah, maybe. But, you know, definitely look for something better.
Yeah. So, all right, let's talk about the other side. My question was, are the Ravens sneaky terrible for fantasy? Because you've got a messy running back room that doesn't get any targets, and it feels like the leader in that room gets 8 fantasy points every week. You've got a wide receiver room that outside of Zay Flowers doesn't know its ass from its elbows. And I think at times that also brings down Zay Flowers. And then you've got Mark Andrews and Lamar Jackson who are must starts every week. Is it like Lamar Jackson, Mark Andrews, yes, Zay Flowers, maybe, and everybody else, no, every single week? That's kind of how it feels. And are they sneaky bad for fantasy?
I mean, I think, yeah, that's pretty much it. It's just a very concentrated offense. You know, the best runner in the offense is Lamar. The best receiver in the offense is Andrews. The clear second best option to throw the ball to is Flowers. And so they just concentrate everything on those three guys. And all of the ancillary parts don't, they rack up stats here and there when they're open, but they don't, you know, really factor into whether the Ravens win or lose the game.
Okay, Mike, what do you think about the Mike? Time to go off about the Ravens.
Well, I can't go off on Lamar Jackson because he's quarterback 6 on the season. So it probably would have been higher, especially if they learned how to catch that ball 2 weeks ago. I can't go off on the running game, though. The running game is just pitiful. It's just really bad. They got Melvin Gordon running the ball. That's how bad it is. So
who would possibly have said anything positive about Melvin Gordon at any point in the past?
Right. And the wide receivers are okay. Zay Flowers is a solid rookie. And then we know all about their tight end, Mark Andrews. He's always, you know, great. So, I mean, when you look at 3 or 4 players on the offense that are, you know, solid players, then you question how good the fantasy team is bad, but they just don't produce a lot of points, but they're all really skilled, you know, good players. So I don't know.
It's very frustrating and annoying, basically, is what it comes down to.
It is
for the Ravens. So
I will take the Lions to win this one. And we already kind of know Walker's take because you gave it away, Walker.
I gave away who I'm picking?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm picking Baltimore. I just think back-to-back road games against a tough team. If I'm being objective, this isn't a game that even good teams usually win. So I'll take Baltimore.
Mike?
I got the Lions. I think the Lions are too good. The Ravens, Colts beat the Ravens. So I think if Colts can beat the Ravens, then the Lions can beat the Ravens.
Checkmate. Walker, how do you respond to these allegations?
I've been alleged of something.
You've been alleged.
I didn't. All right,
let's talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers.
This is the first time you're telling me. What can you say? She was a great woman.
It's the first time I'm hearing about the Pittsburgh Steelers 3-2 traveling to LA to take on the Los Angeles Rams, who are 3-3. Just wow.
What can you say, Cooper Kupp? He was a great man.
Tiny Dancer. Tiny Dancer being in the background of that Trump video is just amazing. Alrighty. Steelers 3-2 travel to the Rams 3-3. Rams are 3-point favorites. 44-point over under. I have good news, folks. The coffee has went from down to now I'm just even. I'm back, baby. Pittsburgh Steelers tight end Pat. Okay, maybe I'm not.
Pat, what's that?
Poop Firemuth. He is out for this game with a hamstring injury. And then Anthony McFarland went on IR earlier this week. I didn't know he was still on the Steelers. Good for him. Deontay Johnson was a full practice participant this week and might be activated off of IR before the game. So that would be an interesting development. People were saying, oh, you got to go out there and pick up Deontay Johnson. I don't know where he was dropped. I have not seen him dropped anywhere. For the Rams, Laryl Murchison, not a person. I'm sorry. He's not playing in this game. Yeah. Darian Kendrick is questionable, cornerback. Ernest Jones, linebacker, questionable, as well as Ben Skowronek, questionable with an Achilles injury. So in this game, Walker, you were talking about Deontay, the Cajun sensation, coming back this game.
Yeah, in his first game back, is he going to be a top 24 receiver?
Let's see. So the Rams this year against wide receivers, they allow the fourth fewest fantasy points. Kenny Pickett is desperately trying to get out from under the clutches of Matt Canada. I think this is going to be a game where it's going to be hideous. But he's going to have one of those games where you're like, Deontay Johnson had 15 targets and 8 catches for 42 yards. You're like, okay. And so, great. Yes, I think he is, but not one that you want to watch.
Yeah, I don't think you want to watch it. I don't have him inside my top 24. I just feel it's a little too risky. First game back, I have him ranked 28th.
Okay. Mike, what are your thoughts on Deontay? Mike and Deontay Johnson coming back at the same time. I'm not saying that they were road tripping across America. I'm just saying.
Me and him, we got a couple beers together. Yeah, it's going to be difficult, but the way they run those short patterns, and I could see him finishing there. It's not like he missed 4 weeks or anything.
What?
Deontay Johnson?
He did miss. Mike, what are you doing?
Did he miss 4 weeks?
He was on IR.
Was he really?
Yeah.
How did I miss that?
Because you were on IR?
I guess so. I thought he only missed 2 weeks.
Yeah. Mike also did the Dan Campbell coffee challenge and is dying from it.
I guess so. It's that energy drink I drank. Well, okay. So I take all that back and say, no way. He's going to be worked in the offense and won't finish in top. What was it, 24?
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, I'd say he finishes right outside the top 24.
In the late 80s and early 90s, Saturday Night Live had a comedian named Dana Carvey on the show. And in the show, he did an impression of President, Vice President, and then President George Herbert Walker Bush. And in this impression, he frequently said, Wouldn't be prudent.
Wouldn't be prudent.
Yep. Starting Deontay Johnson this week. Wouldn't be prudent.
Wouldn't be prudent.
All right. Deontay Johnson or George Pickens?
George Pickens.
I have them ranked back to back. I'll take Johnson.
You'll take Johnson. All right. In the flex, are we going Deontay Johnson or teammate Najee Harris? That's a rough one, I know.
I'll take Deontay in that one as well.
Yeah, I'll go Deontay. I think he'll do more than whatever Najee Harris is doing, which is, I don't know what he's doing. Nothing.
They're doing to Najee Harris what they did in Buffalo to Dawson Knox, where, like, for fantasy purposes, it's like you're barely producing enough for people to tolerate you, and now we're going to give another guy half your production. So good luck and have fun. On the other side of the football, Mike, you want to talk about Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua, which you might have missed Puka Nacua's entire Linsanity run, Mike.
I might have. So is Cooper Kupp going to force Nacua into a flex spot, or are they both still viable starters?
I think if Puka didn't drop that, Puka dropped a touchdown last week, right? That's who I'm thinking of.
I don't know.
I think Puka dropped a touchdown last week. Let's pretend Puka, let's say we exist in the multiverse where Puka Nacua dropped a touchdown last week. If he doesn't drop that touchdown, I don't think we're having this conversation. I think that Puka Nacua is, we saw earlier this year, he can get a ton of targets. We saw the last couple of weeks when it was Kupp and Puka, it's Tyler Higbee who takes
first. Yes, you were right, Jeff.
I'm saying this is supporting my position that I already had. That's all.
No. I'm not.
Oh, the way you said that. I thought you were right about the.
No, I'm saying you were right about the drop thing.
Oh, okay. Okay. I thought you were saying it because I said this about Tyler Higbee. I was like, damn, Walker, don't be so defensive. Jesus. Yes, Jeff, you were right about Tyler Higbee. No, I think that he's the number two target on a team that, especially this week, I think they're going to throw a lot, because what is their running back room this week? It's Zach Evans. It's Daryl Henderson. It's Royce Freeman. I'm sure I'm forgetting a guy. I think they're going to throw a ton this week, and that's going to mean a lot for Puka. And I think they can, you can still start him. I don't think he's like down in the flex ranks for Puka.
Wow. Okay.
Walker.
I like Puka a lot this week. I think against a pretty porous Pittsburgh secondary, I have him and a thin week at the position. I have him wide receiver 9.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. It won't be that high in future weeks, but I still think he's a wide receiver 2. You got to play him.
All right. Does that answer your question, Mike?
That definitely answers my question. That question should not have even been asked.
Matthew Stafford is a great start this week. That is not a question. That is a statement.
Yeah, I would agree. Well, great start.
Yeah. They're going to throw the ball so much.
He's a possible streamer. I don't know. I don't love him.
I thought you do love him. I thought that's the whole reason why you're such a fan of him on the Rams.
I mean, I love Matthew Stafford, but I don't love his possible production this week. He's not throwing very many touchdowns.
This is the week that changes because their running backs are shit.
I don't know. I think McVay's just going to keep handing it off inside the 5.
All right, fine. We'll see. That's why we love this game, folks. It's a great game. That wasn't a Trump impression. That's just how it came out. All right, I'm going with the Los Angeles Rams in this one, as are Mike and Walker. All right, let's talk Cardinals and Seahawks. So the Arizona Cardinals, they started they activated the practice window for Kyler Murray, but he's not going to play this week. Josh Woods is questionable with a back injury after being limited in practice on Friday. Buda Baker is questionable on Sunday. His practice window also opened from the IR. He's closer than Kyler Murray. Jalen Thompson is out with a hamstring injury. Antonio Hamilton Sr. is also out with a groin injury, as is Elijah Wilkinson. Zach Pascal is questionable with a neck injury. And Kevin Strong and Kytrell Clark. also questionable in this game. For the Seattle Seahawks, injuries are DK Metcalf is questionable, but he is viewed as a game time decision. So maybe get a Romeo Doubs or a Marvin Mims or a Michael Wilson, one of these young guys. See if they're available on the waiver wire, get them on your roster. And if he's inactive, you can make that swap. Zach Charbonnet isn't practicing and is questionable on Sunday with a hamstring injury. Phil Haynes, guard, is questionable. Evan Brown, center, is questionable. And then Abraham Lucas, there was an update. Doesn't think that, or it doesn't look like he's coming back from IR this week. So, JSN watch. That is my question. That is my statement. JSN last week played a bunch more snaps, ran a bunch more routes, got some more targets. I think we are reaching the shit or get off the pot stage with Jackson Smith and Ajigba. Last week, 4 for 48. I need to see more from him this week, or I think those JSN shares might be in trouble.
I think it's too in redraft. I agree.
Obviously, not in dynasty.
Yeah. Right, but yeah, in terms of redraft, yeah, I don't have a whole lot of faith. I've seen a lot more of them being stupid with his usage than them being smart with his usage. So I'll believe it when I see it. But yeah, I mean, if he could come up with 6 for 65 or something this week, that would be, and just continue the upward trajectory, that would be certainly helpful for your projection for the rest of the season. And if he doesn't in a good matchup, to be fair, then you're pretty concerned.
Yeah, I mean, last week they played a lot more three tight ends or three wide receiver sets. I saw a lot of that had to do with the return of Charles Cross. And so they played a lot fewer two tight end sets. So they didn't have to, chip, have a guy over there helping with the left tackle. And he played 72% of snaps, which was his highest of the season by 13%. First time he topped 60% of snaps, because that's how math works. And yeah, I think that it'll be a good step forward for him. He has been getting a lot of targets. It's just he hasn't been, his A dot hasn't been great. And this is the first time he had more than 10 yards per catch. So feeling pretty good about that. Jackson Smith Majigba might be headed in the right direction, but I want to see more. We want more. Mike, what are your JSN thoughts?
I didn't like him from the very beginning. I just never thought that a third receiver in a Seattle passing offense was going to be much of anything, and that's kind of how it's worked out. But that's just for redraft leagues. I think he's way too talented to be ignored in Dynasty. But for this year, I don't expect much more than 4 for 50.
Yeah,
that's probably best it's going to get.
That's not great. So, we have to wait and see. And I think that's a good point about being a third wide receiver. And Mike, your question is about the guy who's trying to get him the ball.
Yeah, Geno Smith. He's not been doing too well. I think he's like QB 15 on the season right now.
Yeah, he's really, really struggling for those who drafted him. Very disappointing.
And so, Is he gonna finish in the top 12 against this Cardinals defense?
I don't know how he can. I can't foresee the future, but I don't know how he can. It's like he's devolving in front of our eyes. He's regressing, He is on the season. He's quarterback. He's only played 5 games. Let's do this. On the season, he is quarterback 23. That moved him up one spot. Come on, guys. He's quarterback 23 on the season. Like, he has more than 14.5 fantasy points once.
Jeez. Is it time for him to write back?
That's the joke I made on Tuesday. I said, what happened? Did he write back? I think this might be the reason why they're having such struggles, is the offensive line being gone, and Geno isn't as good as we thought. And so offensive line issues are leading to Geno not being so gorgeous in the pocket and it leading to issues. So, Walker, what are you thinking about Geno Smith this week?
I like him. I think he'll be a top 12 play. Arizona, not a very good defense. I mean, as we've been over. So I think he'll be able to throw for multiple touchdowns, and that should be enough to get you top 12.
Sure. I think that that is entirely fair. I don't. I mean, yeah, I guess the bye week thing kind of does it for. So, all right. DK Metcalf, you, that's the type of player you wait around for. I kind of said that. I think you both agree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you wait and see if he can play and you pivot if he can't. On the Arizona side, who are we playing? And I don't mean that in a Marquise like, please Brown. List. Are we, though?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, Seattle is a bad matchup, but I mean, it's also a situation where Josh Dobbs is returning to being Josh Dobbs right before our eyes.
I just don't care that much. The matchup is so good and the week is so thin that I think Marquise Brown is a smash start.
Okay, Mike, what do you think? 21 targets in his last two games, 8 catches for 95 yards in those two games.
Seems like he's the only guy that the Arizona or Dobbs likes to look for. So, I guess, but Seattle's defense, that secondary is really, really strong. Where are we? Are you saying top 24 or?
Yeah, we'll say top 20.
Top 20.
Yes.
Yeah, I think he falls right outside the top 20, like wide receiver 22.
All right, that's fair. Now I understand the question. All righty. And then are we starting Amari DeMarcado?
No, I wouldn't recommend doing that.
Are we starting Damian Williams?
I would also not recommend doing that.
Mike, are we starting Damian Williams?
No.
Okay. We're starting Ken Walker on the other side. Are we starting Trey McBride?
No. That was Zach Ertz.
Last week we saw Trey McBride get a good amount of targets, but I do not trust it. I think it might turn into a Dalton Kincaid and Dawson Knox situation. Alrighty. I am taking, is there anybody else to talk about in this game? I don't think so. Josh Dobbs sticks. I'm taking the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah, me too.
And me too.
All right. Let's get through this next game. And by get through this game, I mean, let's get through it. Cause these are for the Broncos. Kwan Williams went on IR, with an ankle injury. He's set to have another surgery. Probably won't return. Greg Dulcich. I almost said Dawson Knox. That is not even close to being his name. Mm-mm. Greg Dulcich, tight end, ruled out with a hamstring injury. For the Broncos, Baron Browning was a full participant in practice this week, so he's looking to return. Caden Stearns was placed on IR. That's an old news report. All right. I am starting to slow down. My question is Jaden Reed for real? Jaden Reed over, he had two targets, one catch, but it was kind of a weird and bad game last week for the Green Bay Packers passing game all around. But before that, 5, 7, 8, 5 targets. I think that he is the most talented wide receiver in this offense. But this was more going back to the roots of what do I want to see in this game? Not our questions have devolved into jumping off points for conversation. But this is more what I want to see. Is Jaden Reed for real? Because after last week where he kind of disappointed – I want to see him bounce back, you know, and have a good game. And that's something that I think that we can learn from him, learn a lot from him, because the Broncos are a good matchup. So they are top 12 against wide receivers. Not a great matchup, but, you know, a good matchup. So I want to see how they do, how Jaden Reed does this week.
I mean, I think you might be disappointed.
I'm not saying that he's going to do well.
Right.
Like I said, this is getting back to the question's roots of what are we looking for in this game?
Yeah, I do agree that he is a talented player. That I definitely agree with. Yeah, I mean, my question being, you know, what I'm looking for, and I do want to know what the Broncos are planning to do with this running back room, because it kind of seems like Samaje Perine has been relegated to 2-minute drill only, and then like occasional third downs. He's not running the ball really at all. And then the 1A and 1B is Javonte Williams and Jaleel McLaughlin. But I don't really know. Are they just going to split those touches down the middle?
I mean, it kind of feels like that's what they're going to do, and it's really stupid and obnoxious.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I understand it, because Williams, they have a lot invested in. And McLaughlin has been quite good when he's been playing. So, but I don't know. I mean, to me, it looks like McLaughlin is the best running back on the team. And so I would just give him the most touches. But I don't know if they're going to do that.
All right, Mike, how do you feel about this running game in Denver?
It's a mess. Yeah, they got three or four running backs going at certain times, and they're—I mean, for fantasy value, it's really just horrible. Which I kind of feel for Javonte Williams, because he looked pretty good in preseason, but looked pretty good when he was getting the ball, but they don't have any trust with him. Maybe because I think he had a couple fumbles and stuff like that, but. Yeah, I don't like it.
I think he's always been a part-time back. We kind of talked about this to start the year, and I think, it sucks that he didn't evolve into something more in the NFL, but that's what he was in college. So,
yeah, that's true.
Let me ask you both this. How many wide receivers are we starting in this game? Are we starting two Broncos guys? Are we starting one Packers guy? Like, is this even on a thin week a game that we're kind of avoiding from the wide receiver spot?
Yeah, there's nothing there.
I mean, I would start Christian Watson as a wide receiver two, low end, and then Cortland Sutton as a flex. Otherwise, I would avoid it.
Yeah, I agree with Walker. That's about as best as you can get.
Yeah, it's rough. That tells you exactly how rough these passing games are, because, this is how Walker justified all of their ranks this week. I mean. Nobody's playing.
Pretty much.
And with that, I mean, even with that in mind, it's sort of a situation where you still don't want to start any of these guys. That tells you all you need to know about this passing game on both sides. It's a real nightmare. And Walker, you did mention, though, that Luke Musgrave is somebody that you might be starting this week.
Yeah, Denver is dead last against opposing tight ends this year, so... I think Musgrave is in for a good week. I have him tight end 10.
Okay. How long before Sean Payton rage sits Russell Wilson? Like, do we see Jarrett Stidham in this game?
No, I don't think so. Because I think it's going to be close.
Yeah, I don't see it either. I don't see that at all this season.
Okay.
Yeah,
I mean, I think if they're eliminated, they might sit Wilson.
Yeah, that's good.
Before that, yeah, I don't think they'll sit him.
Okay, if Aaron Jones plays in this game, are you playing him?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
If Aaron Jones doesn't play in this game, are you playing A.J. Dillon?
Yes.
Probably, yeah.
Okay. A.J., if Aaron Jones plays in this game, are you playing A.J. Dillon or Jaleel McLaughlin?
Zeke. I think I'd go with Dillon.
Dillon.
I think I would go McLaughlin, just because of the catches.
I just think the better matchup is Denver's run defense sucks, too. So
that's entirely fair. I also think that if Aaron Jones does play, they're not going to rush him back, because they did that already this year.
True.
So I think that he'll be back to being the full load Aaron Jones that we know and love. That's just my thought on the matter.
Hopefully he comes back. I have him Scott Fishbowl.
Let's go. My Scott Fishbowl team is poop. I'm not going to make the playoffs for the first time in Scott Fishbowl that I've played, so I'm very sad.
I started out 5-0. Now I'm 5-7.
Oh!
That's not good. No. I'm 8-4.
All right. I think I'm 5-7, something like that.
I don't know about that, because I think you were 2-8 last week.
Oh, was I 2-8 last week? Oh, man. I must have. Oh, that's my other against the median league. I have another league against the median where I'm just like barely under 500. And I am, let's see, folks. I'm 3-9. Let's go.
Nice.
Because somebody, who did I play last week? Oh yeah, I played somebody last week that absolutely smashed. I don't remember who it was, and it doesn't matter. All right. I'm picking Green Bay, as are Mike and Walker.
Yeah.
Can't pick Denver right now.
Can't do it. Can't win with him.
Can probably win without him.
Can probably win without him being Russell Wilson. I think he's bad, folks. I think this is where he bottoms out this week. But you have to start him because it's Aiden O'Connell's ranked. Yep. I think that's going to be the episode title. Aiden O'Connell is ranked. all right. Let's go to Chargers Chiefs. This one is Chargers 2-3, Chiefs 5-1. KC 5.5-point home favorites, 48-point over under. Injuries in this one, Jalen Watson questionable with a thigh injury. Justin Watson is out. Prince Tega Wanoho was placed on IR a long time ago. They're really getting annoyed that they're mixing old news with new news in this blotter thing that I'm using. All right. For the Chargers, Jalen Guyton is not coming off the PUP this week. Alohi Gilman has been ruled out with a heel injury. Derwin James questionable with an ankle injury. And then Dean Leonard is listed as out for the game with a hamstring injury. And Otito Ogbonya.
Cool, I saw he's out. Yeah,
he's out, but they opened the practice window for him. All right, let's go on to Walker's question about my big, beautiful boy, Harold.
Yes.
Geraldo Everett.
Will Gerald Everett be a top 12 tight end this week?
Let's see. Chiefs are middle of the pack against tight end. Gerald Everett had the touchdown last week, which if you're a Patreon member, you heard me go off about that. Coop A fiasco caught a stray. I think so. Over the last 2 weeks or last two games, there was a bye week in the middle. Since Mike Williams was injured, his snap share has gone up from 41% in week two, 58% in week three, jumped to 69%. No, nice. Okay. 69% in week four, then the bye, then in week six, 74%. So I think that he's getting the snaps. I think the snaps are there. And so I think given that it's a bad week for everybody, by default, I mean, he's in the blob. Sure, he can be top 12 because he's in the blob.
Yeah, I think he will be just barely. I mean, I don't expect an insane amount of involvement, but he's a good enough player that he can make a couple plays in a game where you would imagine that the Chargers are going to throw quite a bit.
Yeah. Mike, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, hasn't played very well, but as you mentioned, his snap share has gone up, especially without Mike Williams. And being a top 12 tight end, that, I mean, almost anybody could be a top 12 tight end at one point. So why not? Go for it.
All right. Walker, can Mike be a top 12 tight end this week?
Damn right I can be. Hell yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Mike, who has 1.5 functional eyes.
Definitely. That's all I need. That's all I need.
Hey, that's more than Jameis Winston had for a long time. So,
yeah, that's true.
Bro said, I can see down the field now. I got LASIK. Like, there has never been a more, that explains a lot than Jameis Winston getting LASIK surgery.
It turned out it didn't make him any better, though.
No,
but it still explained a lot. By the way, everybody was calling. I saw, I was like, why are they calling for Jameis Winston on the halftime show for the Saints? And then I was like, oh, that's Ryan Fitzpatrick. Like, okay, that's why.
Because he was that guy.
Yeah. He was definitely.
Well, and they were boys together. They were just fun slinging it down in Tampa Bay together. They're like, all right, I get a couple games and you get a couple games. Then I get a couple games and we're going to throw it 85 times per game. All right, Mike, your question is about the Chiefs wide receiver room, which has Mecole Hardman now. Could you imagine Mecole Hardman on the Chiefs, Mike?
Yeah, that's a shocker. So which wide receiver outside of Kelsey is going to stand out, if any?
I mean,
we know Jeff's answer.
You haven't been around here, Mike, but you know my answer. It's Rashee Rice.
Rashee Rice.
I do have Rice as my best option. I think Rice is a flex play this week.
Yeah, and I think that he's a flex play, but it's also because there's not a lot of guys. Again, Aiden O'Connell is rostered. Because it's not like he's getting a lot of volume, but last week he caught all four of his all four of his passes for 72 yards. Week before he had a touchdown, so that like kind of made his weeks for him. I love Rashee Rice. I love the talent. I will stand by my comp for him as Brandon Ayuk. They're just not getting him the football. That's the thing. And he's not running a lot of routes. He's barely on the field. I think they're kind of easing him in. Like last week was his second highest snap share of the season, and he had 49%. His highest was 51%. So he's just not playing that much. But I would still play Rashee Rice over any other Chiefs wide receiver still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I completely agree. I think he looks like the best one. And, yeah, he's scoring more points. So I'd say stick with it.
Mike was like, this was how I was going to segue into Mecole Hardman being back. No. Mike, do you think there's a different guy worth rostering or worth playing this weekend? Or
no, I like Rashee Rice as well. I think that's the guy, if any of them, that you got to target.
Let's go. Shout out to, I think it's Dynasty Phantasm is the Twitter handle. Every week asks me Rashee Rice or Michael Thomas. Every nice. Single week ask me that. Can't ask it this week because they usually ask on Saturday. So sorry. Let me ask you both this. How close to smash start, must start every week is Isaiah Pacheco?
Very close.
Very close. Running back 13 on the season. In points per game, he's averaging, that's standard. In PPR, he is running back 12 in total points. And in per game, he is 17. So, Mike, how close to smash start status is Isaiah Pacheco on a weekly basis?
Yeah, I think he's either going to be an RB1 or an RB2. So I don't have any problems starting him every week.
Okay. Yeah, and that's wild for a guy who, he has 19 targets on the season. He's not a guy that gets a lot of targets for him to be a top 20 close to a smash start in PPR. It says a lot about his running skills. He is, I would say, Walker's biggest victory.
As a prospect evaluator, yes.
Yes.
I was huge on Pacheco.
And literally nobody else was talking about Isaiah Pacheco. Like, we have the tape of before the draft, Walker going, I think this Isaiah Pacheco guy, that's somebody to watch. Like, yep. That was Walker's guy. So
I backed it up by getting him on my dynasty team.
There you go. So that is your big guy. My big guy was Aaron Jones, and not even close in terms of hitting, because Pacheco, Walker, remind me, where was Pacheco drafted?
Seventh round.
Yeah. So me hitting on a fifth round Aaron Jones isn't quite as impressive as Isaiah Pacheco's seventh round. So, alrighty, I have the Chiefs winning this one. On the other side, the Chargers. Start Austin Ekeler. Start Keenan Allen. Start Justin Herbert. Mm-hmm. Start Josh Palmer? Start Josh Palmer?
No. Probably not in this matchup. I mean, he's a flex, I would say. But, I mean, I would rather start, like, Curtis Samuel, for example. So.
Yeah, Samuel's doing pretty good, actually. He's, like, wide receiver.
At 25 or 26, something like that.
Yeah, he's the best guy on Commanders.
We talked about it on Tuesday, Mike. He's like 0.3 points behind Deebo Samuel, or ahead of Deebo Samuel. They're like, jeez. Samuels are back to back.
That's crazy.
Sorry, I got distracted. The Diamondbacks just won. All right. I got the dang Kansas City Chiefs. So does Mike. Walker has the Los Angeles Chargers.
Yeah, I think the Chiefs are about ready to lose again, and the Chargers are desperate for this one. So I'll take LA, why not?
All right, let's talk Dolphins Eagles Sunday Night Football. Dolphins 5-1, Eagles 5-1. Mathematically, one team will leave with either two losses or a tie. That is how math works. 51.5-point over under. Philly 2.5-point favorites. Injuries in this one. The Eagles Bradley Roby is out with a shoulder injury. Reed Blankenship is out with a ribs injury. And last week before the game, they placed Quez Watkins on IR. For the Miami Dolphins, Alec Ingold is questionable with a foot injury. Xavien Howard is questionable with a groin injury. Jalen Ramsey, who started his practice window this week, will not be activated before the game. He remains on IR. Jeff Wilson Jr. Was a full participant in practice. They're thinking maybe he's going to come off of IR this week. Even if he does, I would not start him. I would not play him. Connor Williams is questionable with a groin injury. And Chris Brooks was placed on IR. Short span for the Chris Brooks hive. I do not have a question. I have a statement. Fantasy game of the year. Start your Eagles. Start your Dolphins. Start everybody except for Jeff Wilson.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it's really straightforward. Two great offenses. Hurts and Tagovailoa quarterback. Yes. Raheem Mostert. Yes. DeAndre Swift. Yes. Yeah, and then all the receivers for sure. Tyreek, Waddle, Brown and Smith. Yes. And I think you're playing Dallas Goedert too. So it's an easy one, not one we need to spend a lot of time on, I guess, because there's not a lot to go into. It's just you should play these guys. Also, you should watch this game.
Yeah, this game, yeah. I'm so glad this game's on Sunday Night Football. Kudos to the schedulers.
They got one right.
They got one right. Hats off. Rats off to you. Mm-hmm. Mike, do you want to talk about this Devonta Smith, A.J. Brown thing?
Yeah, so... Is this game going to revert back to Devontae Smith, who in the first two games was absolutely dominating, and A.J. Brown threw a fit on the sidelines and had a diva meltdown, and then it went back to A.J. Brown, and for the last, four games now, are they going to say, okay, well, let's change some stuff up, or is this going to still be A.J. Brown's dominance?
I think there's a squeaky wheel game coming up for Devonta Smith. I just don't think this is the matchup where you do it, where you kind of go, all right, AJ, you like bring AJ Brown aside and be like, look, we got to get Devonta going. Like, you're going to get less targets in this game. I don't think this is the game you do that in.
Okay. That's fair.
I'm kind of going with if an eight broke, don't fix it sort of thing.
What are you thinking, Walker?
I think Devontae Smith will get a little bit more involved. I think in this matchup, you have to play him because he's been getting targets. But in worse matchups, I have advocated for not playing him earlier in the season. So I definitely don't think he has nearly as stable of a role in the offense as he did last year. I don't know. Just must be the difference in offensive coordinators. But, I mean, in this matchup, I think you have to play him for sure.
Yep. Yeah, I agree. I think both are going to have really good numbers.
Yeah, I think that. Yeah, I think they'll both have really good numbers. And I think, you know, I think a squeaky wheel game, a slight letdown for AJ Brown is coming up, but not this one. All right. I have the Miami Dolphins winning.
I got Philadelphia.
I'm also taking the Dolphins.
Oh, Mike on an island with the Philadelphia. Call him cream cheese because he's Philadelphia, folks. All right, the San Francisco 49ers travel to Minnesota to take on the Minnesota Vikings. The 49ers, Dre Greenlaw, questionable with a hamstring injury. Debo Samuel didn't practice Friday. Christian McCaffrey didn't practice Friday with a shoulder and oblique, respectively. Isaiah Oliver is questionable with, I don't know. Aaron Banks, questionable with, I don't know, not listed. Trent Williams is day-to-day. It's sounding like he's going to play this week. For the Minnesota, honestly, I think he's going to play considering he injured his ankle and then played the rest of the game. So for the Minnesota Vikings, you have Marcus Davenport placed on IR this week. Pat Jones is questionable. Jalen Naylor was a limited participant in practice on Thursday coming off of IR. Caleb Evans was a limited participant in Thursday's practice and is questionable with an oblique injury. So my question, and I think this is the most impactful question about this game because of who he is. It sounds like he's 50-50 to play and there's not a lot of pivot options. What is the breaking point on rolling the dice on Christian McCaffrey?
I mean, I would push it all the way, honestly. I mean, he's your most important player. He's maybe the most impactful player in fantasy football. You have to wait on him. I mean, it's if you can get Jordan Mason or Elijah Mitchell as a pivot, great. If you have to even settle for Cam Akers as a pivot so you can at least get like 2 or 3 points in that slot, I think you deal with it because you have to wait on him. You can't leave any possibility that Christian McCaffrey is going off on your bench.
Can I give a sneaky pivot?
Sure.
He will get some points in a PPR league. Juwan Jennings, if you put Christian McCaffrey in a flex, especially if there's no Christian McCaffrey. You saw last week he got more targets because the 49ers were in a competitive game. I think that this will be a game where the Vikings will throw a lot, and so there'll be a lot of scoring. If you're desperate.
I would rather I'd rather do Brandon Powell, though.
Okay, that's also fair.
Yeah,
that's also fair.
But I agree with the idea, yeah.
Yeah, is don't necessarily go running back. I mean, also, let me ask you this, and Mike, I'll ask you this as well. If we have no Deebo Samuel, no Christian McCaffrey, Brandon Powell or Juwan Jennings?
Then I'd probably go Jennings, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I do too, Jennings.
Yeah, I think that I heard a lot of discussion this week about Christian McCaffrey. Despite people going, put the guys playing last in your flex so you have more options. And people are only talking about running backs. There's Juwan Jennings. There's Brandon Powell. There's guys in shallower leagues. There are KJ Osborne's.
Yeah, KJ Osborne.
There are guys who are going to be available. So don't necessarily. I would push Christian McCaffrey all the way. Mike, do you agree?
Yeah, you have to, especially in this matchup. There's no doubt in my mind that you gotta go all the way with this.
Yeah, because this is my thought on it. If you start, we'll say Keyshawn Vaughn, and said Keyshawn Vaughn gets you 6 points. If you have Christian McCaffrey on your roster is set up where you are destined to lose, whether you get 6 points or 0 points from Keyshawn Vaughn this week, because Christian McCaffrey was your 101, 102, 103, and he has been carrying your team. So yep. Those 6 points from Keyshawn Vaughn are pointless because you might as well have taken a zero trying to wait for CMC because you will lose either way. That's my take on it personally.
Yep.
Kirk Cousins top 12. Walker? No, thank you.
Not against the Niners.
Mike?
With no Justin Jefferson. I don't want it.
My thoughts exactly. No Justin Jefferson, 49ers defense, not happening.
One quarterback has more than 16 points against the 49ers this season, and it's because Josh Dobbs had 48 rushing yards.
Yeah, I don't think Cousins is going to do that.
No, I don't. I would love to see Kirk Cousins have 48 rushing yards, though. I would just love to see how that happens.
Yeah, that would be pretty awesome.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. He has 17 on the year right now. 17 yards rushing.
Dang. Brandon Ayuk must start. Deebo Samuel, if he plays, are you starting him or are you going to pivot? Are you taking the Deebo Samuel play all the way as well? I don't think you do. He's been not great for fantasy this year.
Yeah, I think you pivot off of Deebo, honestly. If it's really looking like it's down to the wire, yeah. I mean, I think you can find a pivot. You can go to like a Wandale Robinson. Something like that.
Yeah. Mike, what do you think?
Well, if there's no Christian McCaffrey, I could see Deebo getting a lot of carries.
That is a good point. That's possible.
And then really exploit that. That's how he was so good a couple of years ago with that. I don't know. I could see that. That's like the only possible way that I could see Deebo Samuel really being something.
Okay. Jordan Addison. Are we playing Jordan Addison?
Yes.
I would. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. What about Madison?
Hey.
So I think you can play Madison. I was a little disappointed in what I saw with the 49ers last week. I know a lot of that was because Dre Greenlaw wasn't playing. I don't think Dre Greenlaw is playing in this one either. This might be a situation where Madison might get you some desperation fantasy points. I don't want to do it, but if you get backed into it, there's your story you can tell yourself.
Yeah, well, if Jerome Ford can
do it. And Kareem Hunt.
And Kareem Hunt, and yeah. That's a good point.
Ay, chihuahua. Walker?
Yeah, I'll start Madison. Mid-tier RB2.
All right, you're starting TJ Hockenson. You take your lumps against a good 49ers tight end defense. Are we starting Cam? All right, that'll do it. We're not starting Cam Akers. KJ Osborne, don't do it either. Might score a touchdown, though. We'll be back. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back on Tuesday to review all of these games. Please listen to Gambletown on Saturdays on our YouTube channel, as well as the Start or Sit show on Sunday mornings before the games happen. We took a break last week because the London games, we were getting really wiped out. So Evan and I will be back this Sunday. For Mike and Walker, thanks for listening. Take care and have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Channeling Evan.